Bobby Rivers, alone in a world that doesn't want him. We can rebuild him, make him better than he was before. Better, stronger, blacker. Mocha.
Bobby Rivers, I am so glad you're listening. Mocha, M-O-C-H-A-A, stands for Man of a Certain Hue and Age. I put the age in there is because sometimes we just need to talk about what is on our minds. Okay, I am here with my trusted friend, advisor, comedian, actor, writer, Keith Price.
Hello.
Hello. And you know what? So I'm watching TV, and if you go on Netflix, I needed something to kind of like change my mind for a while, like you watching the comedy specials.
Yes.
And there's a guy named Ainsley Harriott. He's on Netflix doing the kind of travel food show that Anthony Bourdain did. Here's some trivia about Ainsley Harriott.
Wait, he's black British, right?
Tall, black British. Very popular in Great Britain.
I was going to say, didn't he have like a TV cooking show here for like probably like a season? They tried to do it with him here in the States. Like,
you what? Okay. Okay.
Talk
Here's
to me.
The story about that. Here's the story. Because I've never really told anyone this story.
Ooh.
So it was my last year, or what came to be my last year, at Good Day New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you come to the realization that you could just do better for yourself.
Right.
I got a lot of publicity, like stories, entertainment stories that I broke on Good Day New York wound up on Entertainment Tonight mm-hmm. in Liz Smith's column. It was, I thought I'm doing some good work there for 4 years. But I got renewed. My contract was renewed for another year for $10,000 less.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. And I went, really, $10,000 less. It was new management, and it was just, well, that's just the way it is. And I went, okay. So I signed on, even though I was making a lot less money because I'm still paying on my mama's house. And I went, well, I've got that, and I'll look for something else.
Can I stop you for just a second? Just as I hear that story, you know what? If you had been a different kind of person and they just said to you, we're going to give you this. This is your contract and you're going to get $10,000 less, black man. And don't you dare say anything. It's like, yeah, I'll be right back. And then that's when you go out and you come back to the office with the bat and the gun and you start smacking people around. It's like, how do you do that? How do you just do that?
And don't think that I did not have that image in my head.
Oh, my God.
But the main thing was, damn. My mom is old and living alone, and I'm paying on the house.
Exactly. Oh, my God. See, and that's the evil that needs to be repaid somehow. Like the karma for those people needs to be greater, whatever it is.
Right.
I don't even know what it
is. So, but I just made it in my mind, that's going to be my last year, and I've got to look around for something else. So, somebody comes to town, a man named Ernest Chambers. Ernest Chambers is a vice president for Merv Griffin Productions. Ernest Chambers was staying at the Four Seasons or some high-toned place. I get a call from an agent who had turned me down. She knew Ernest Chambers. They were having breakfast, and he said, I don't know who this guy is, but I was watching this news show, and this guy did this funny interview of Julia Roberts. He said, I have never seen her had that much fun in an interview. And he was talking about it, and she went, oh, my God, I know that guy. And I was the guy.
Wow.
Long story short, so I met with Ernest Chambers, and he said, look, all right, Merv is always on the look for new talent for a syndicated show. I would like to talk to you about being in consideration, but I can't steal you away if you're under contract. And I went, I've got 2 months left on my contract.
Oh, God.
I'm leaving. He went, okay. But the whole thing was, I knew that this was a gamble because he didn't say that I had the job.
Right.
But I was under consideration by Merv Griffin Productions to have my own show, after I decided I'm going to leave Good Day New York.
Uh-huh.
What happened was, like at the last minute, Merv and a special friend went on vacation to London. The special friend saw this fabulous guy on British TV who was cooking and chatting and tall and black and charismatic, and they decided to go with him. So they brought him to the States. They gave him his show. Unfortunately for him, they put his show on opposite Rosie O'Donnell's morning show, which was really hot at the time. So he didn't even make it through a year, and he went back to Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go on Netflix and see the man who took a show away from me.
Eclipsed my whole career. I could have been a contender.
No,
like Roxy Hart. Finally, a whole bunch of no's in one time.
But you know what? But then look at what happened in there. The mm-hmm. people that you work for don't feel that you're special.
Yeah.
But someone from the outside comes along and sees you and goes, no, that person is special.
And then all of a sudden now, it's a new shine. I guess you should have walked in there and just said to them, you know what? Hey, Merv Griffin just called me and stuff. And so what is this $10,000 less shit? Okay, because
I don't know who you think you're talking to.
But see, it was a different time.
There were two things that made me know. Meryl Streep made me know it was time to go.
Mm.
During my last year, there was a special luncheon. It was film distributors. It was something that's not telecast, but it was a luncheon, and Meryl Streep was going to be present to get a special award. And there were other celebrities, too. And I was asked to be not only the host, but to present the award to Meryl Streep.
Lord Jesus.
And I'm at the luncheon, and I'm seated next to Meryl Streep and nervous because it's Meryl Streep.
Exactly.
You know, I can't just turn to her and go, hey, girl, I'm from out of Africa, too. You know, it's Meryl Streep.
The dingo ate my baby.
A dingo ate my entree. So she's sitting there and she could not have been sweeter and she's making me laugh and whatnot. But you know how when local stations say, our weatherman gave a special talk to mm-hmm. Girl Scouts of America, and they show a little clip at the end of the newscast?
Yep.
Well, the people who were having the luncheon, the company said to Good Day New York, you know, your talent, Bobby Rivers, is going to be there presenting an award to Meryl Streep, and he'll be on, do you want to send a camera crew to? No.
Wow.
You want to mention? No.
Wow.
No. So, two things happen. Meryl Streep, during the luncheon, said, where do I know you from? And I mentioned Good Day New York. She said, no, it's other. And I went, VH1. She went, that's it. She remembered the questions that I had asked her when I was on VH1, and she was my guest for one show.
Wow.
So I'm prepared to go up and give the award to her. The guys who run the show came up and said, we've had a change. This is cool with you. Alan Pakula is in town. And he heard about this show, and he wants to know if he can say a few words. And we asked if he, and we want to know if you would let him present the award to Meryl Streep. And this is the man that directed her to her, you know, her, an Oscar win in Sophie's Choice.
No f***ing way.
Yeah, and I said, yes, I can introduce him because I know his work.
Uh-huh.
I'd interviewed him before, and there was like this photo of the three of us, Meryl Streep, Alan Pakula, and myself. So.
Wow.
I get up there, I introduce Alan Pakula, Pakula starts talking about Meryl. It is a wonderful moment. A month later, Alan Pakula is killed in a traffic accident.
Wow.
It's like it's an untimely death, and his death was the lead story on the evening news on each network, ABC, CBS, and NBC. It happened during the week.
Mm-hmm.
If Channel 5 had sent a camera crew, we could have had footage of Alan Pakula and one of his last personal appearances.
Of course.
But they didn't.
We can't send no camera for that black guy. Not to mention,
right.
If you had been there with a camera crew, knowing how you are, you would have been able to getting yourself a good 10, 15 minutes alone with both of them and had a full package to present for
Especially
yourself.
Especially because Meryl said
she
remembered me.
Yeah. And
I went, and the thing is, at that moment, I went, if I'm special enough that Meryl Streep remembered my work and complimented me on it, Why do I want to stay another place where I'm working hard for like way less money than I did the year before?
And they're going to make you work harder. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's like, it's just insidious. It's just so insidious. Ugh. 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 Oh, well.
So hopefully you listeners, there's a lesson in there for you somewhere.
When they tell you no, tell them to go f*** themselves. No, there's just... You will send the camera crew, goddammit! You know what, though? Could you imagine...
Brian Coogler better put us in Black Panther, too.
Listen to this, though. I'm thinking, just as you said this, could you imagine, Bobby, back then in that moment when you had said to whoever it was, I'd like to get a camera crew to do this because Alan... Pacula and Meryl Streep are doing a thing, and I'm doing a lunch, and then they say no to you. You'd be like, "Excuse me, did I hear you say no?" I think what you should have said is, "Yes, Bobby, I'm going to get that because you have some significant people that we're going to talk to because nobody else around here is talking to anybody significant." Period.
Right.
And but if you had done that and just given that, do you know your ass would have been fired even sooner? You would have never had another job again.
Oh no, 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 no. Because I'd have been at Christie's going, you want paper or plastic?
It's like, I used to be on TV, motherfucker.
I used to be on TV, and now I'm in the supermarket.
You know, I mean,
you want paper?
They just, I think about that because, again, if that had been anybody else, if it had been some white man that said he wanted a camera crew because he's going to be presenting an award to Meryl Streep, it would have been a different thing. And I know that, you know, we have to give credit to the time because that was a different time. It was a different time, and different people were in charge, and different people were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing, getting away with stuff that they shouldn't have been getting away with, and today, they're all suffering for it. But the bottom line is that I look back and I think how awful that they couldn't give you just that one thing, that one thing. And the
that
thing is,
one little thing.
That one thing would have been a better benefit for them in the long run. You see what I'm saying? It's like the thing with Roots. When Leslie Uggams told me that the reason that they had Roots on for the entire week, it wasn't because they thought it was a great idea. It was because the horrible white executive at ABC said, let's just get the damn things up and out since we've already paid for them. That was basically the reason why. And then it turned out to be one of the biggest groundbreaking things that ever happened in television.
And then they took credit for it.
And then they took credit for it. But it was their hateful, racist attitude that made that a hit. Can you imagine the show about slaves and slavery being treated so horribly like it would have been if they were a slave, and then it turns out to do more for them than it did more for them than they were willing to do for it. Kind of like, you know, history.
Folks, you need to tell your friends to listen to this show. You need to, after you've, you know, go to your friends and say, oh, you need to hear this edition of a podcast.
These idiots are cray-cray.
Bobby and Keith got real.
Got real, real. But I mean, you know.
Real.
It's just, but it upsets me because it is so clear now when you look at it that it is racism. It is homophobia. It is all of the things that we are today still fighting and talking about. And then you put that in context of what's in the White House. And then you realize what that permeation of that awfulness that he's spreading, like that's just like wildfire. It's like a virus that just has gotten hot and gone on. And it's like, you know, we have to stop doing this. You know, that's why now, you know, we're looking at Crazy Rich Asians and Black Panther and you know, anything that's going to give us some sort of representation of who we are and who we can be.
Right. Because representation matters and it lifts us up.
It does.
We covered a lot. And thank you for listening to Mocha with Bobby Rivers and Keith Price. If you want to find me on Twitter, you can at Bobby Rivers TV. And Keith, where can they find you?
They can find me at KeithPrice'sCurtainCall.com, first and foremost, and everything about the podcast, as well as at KP Curtain Call on Twitter. And if you want to see me when I'm doing my comedy, check me out at Comedy Daddy as well.
Perfect. Let's go get a cocktail. Thanks, folks, for listening.
Mocha.